Just one bear. Just one. Just one bear.
Hello and welcome to this episode of our podcast. With us today we have Simon, Henrik and myself, Håkon. We are trying a beer from Shin Brewery. They are located in Florø, Norway, a bit north of where we are sitting now. This beer is called Rosa Shin, whatever that would be in English, Pink Cheeks, which is a pun on their name.
Yes.
It's a raspberry beer. You said it, and it was a Belgian beer with raspberry in it, so that's then probably something like the traditional stuff. It doesn't seem very much like a traditional Belgian raspberry beer, so we'll see what we think about that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to tasting this one. Ooh.
Oh,
it was kind of soda feeling. it was a bit sour.
Yeah,
that was expected. Raspberries
to me, sour, that's so. Yeah, but someone just sugar it down, you know. But I prefer sour before sweetness.
Yeah, no, it's much better when they are a bit too sour than a bit too sweet.
Yeah. This was really good.
This was quite delicious, yes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very traditional. It was more focused on raspberry than...
Than beer?
than beer.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of... If you had your eyes closed and drank this, you could have guessed it was a cider, almost. But it's kind of fatter than that, you know.
You wouldn't fool my girlfriend; she would pick out the beer right away. But
yeah, because she hates beer.
She hates beer.
I know, we beer lovers. We couldn't tell.
No. No, it's I think it's a genetic thing that you really can't stand hops. So any amount of hops, however little they will pick out.
I hope she will get better.
Yeah, no, this was quite delicious. Very, I like when they make these fruity beers not be too complicated, like lots of breweries do these days with... Too much fruit, too much hops, too much lactose, in particular, too much lactose.
Yeah.
So,
really good. You want them to lactose.
Yeah. They don't have any feet, that's why they're lactose.
No.
I'm lactose intolerant, I fucking hate it.
It was really good, and I think it would be perfect in, like, the sun when it's summertime.
As they said on the bottle,
I kind of get the feeling of being on this is directly translated. I don't know if you can say it, but in a barn party, or you know, in a party in a barn,
Lovefest.
Yes, and something like this, like the hosts would brew something like this and serve.
A hillbilly hoedown or something.
Yeah. But in a good way, in a good way.
Yeah. No, it was
that could nice. Very, very well be a bad thing too. But
no, hoedown is a dance singing thing. So,
but it kind of feels like what's the name of the berry? The
raspberry.
Raspberry. kind of feels like raspberry is on top of this taste. It's
yeah,
like
it's
two layers.
Very powerful. It often
yeah, that's the when you take the first sip, that's the first 5 seconds, and then you kind of go into the more
that's
heavy
why,
tastes or what do you call it?
Yeah, because you can't really raspberry is very overpowering in beer, so you have to use it in a beer that's not so powerful to begin with. I kind of feel and mixing fruit with bitterness like raspberry and blueberry, that will taste like cough syrup to me. So it needs to be a light beer, and then you can mix raspberry in it. So that's done really well.
Yeah, I really like this brewery. They have a lot of good beer.
Yeah,
a lot of different types of beer. That's good.
They don't participate in the prefix war or the how much hop can we put in this thing, which is really good.
Absolutely. Now this was it was really good. I wasn't skeptical, but I did not know what to expect. But it was really pleasant.
I'm brain farting here now, but what's the brewery located in Flom? What's the name of that?
Ægir.
Ægir, yeah. Because I kind of mix Kinn and Ægir. It's
you shouldn't mix them. You should drink either Kinn or
Ægir. You can mix
Ægir.
Them. It's not illegal.
I walk right into that one.
Yeah, you could mix them. It might be good that as well.
Yep, because Kinn has kind of made their own gimmick with these hand-drawn, very characteristic labels on their bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's... is it the same guy on every bottle, just like with a different haircut and different kind of...
No. The very hoppy bears have a hop cone with a face on it, so...
Okay. But it... Is this Ivar Aasen?
Yeah.
It looks like an old Norwegian man.
But they have a beard to Ivar Aasen.
Yeah,
I think.
That has the same face as this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that his face on every beer? Almost every.
I think all the one that has a face on it, unless they are the very hoppy ones. I'm unsure if it's just that face with the devil horns on some of them, or if that is different.
Yeah, because they kind of change like the hair and the
glasses. I actually have a few more. I can go and check.
Yeah, I think it's the same guy.
Yeah,
and of course, on this bear, they've just added the pink cheeks because it's a wordplay for the raspberry Kinn, which is cheek in Norwegian, but it's also the name of the brewery as a location, yeah.
Which is a really nice touch.
Yeah, because it's brand building, you know.
Yeah.
When you see that face, you think of, even though, if it's Ivar Aasen, if I see his face in a photograph now, I would probably think of Kinn.
Yeah.
So it's very good branding to an
they also
a beer drinker.
Usually have these very big bottles. So
yeah, it's 0.7 liters, isn't it?
75.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Which is a shame when it's a 9% beer. Anyway.
Because it should be 0.9.
Yeah. Yeah, numbers always have to match
all
the time.
All right, so we're going to talk about our best live experiences as in the audience. Henrik, do you have any gigs that made an impression?
Yeah. The first concert I was thinking about was Midnight at Beyond the Gates. It was so awesome with the guitarist jumping from the everywhere. And he was like, I don't know, maybe a Bruce Dickinson, but a guitarist. So he just ran around and jumped and was super awesome.
It was the last year.
It was last year, yeah. At Werfte. That was something not, that really gave...
Not last year, but the year before.
Yeah, there was no 2019. Last 2019. I've tried to listen to the band afterwards, and they have a lot of cool stuff, but nothing beats hearing them live.
Mm.
And I was with some friends, and during the concert, I just gave one of my friends like a signal. I just pointed at one of the guys and then pointed up. So we just took his legs and lifted him up, and then he suddenly was crowd surfing a bit against his will. but he thought it was really fun.
I love that you mentioned this concert, because Simon got too drunk and couldn't see this concert, even though he loves Midnight.
Well, I was the concert. Yes, you were? Yes. Yeah, yeah. But I got prepared a little bit too well for that show. I remember it was fucking cool, but I don't remember much more.
Yeah.
You know, Midnight booking was what I had planned to not go that year, because I've been going to Hole in the Sky and Beyond the Gates and Blast Fest and everything for every year, I think, and I was kind of getting a bit sick of it, and but then the Midnight booking came, and I couldn't be at home, so
I remember you said, "Oh my, Midnight is coming, are you guys in?" Yeah. And I was like, Midnight? Who were they?
Living after midnight.
But then it was a really good show. So I'm glad I was there.
It was. I'm glad Simo was too drunk to really enjoy it.
Well, I enjoyed it, but I don't remember it.
You enjoyed but you don't remember enjoying it.
I remember where I stood in the crowd, and like I remember the looks I got from the people around me when I kind of got too excited. So yeah, I got some memories, but I don't. It could have been worse, but it was later that night. It was Candlemass, I think.
Yeah,
something. I would want to see, but I was too fucking gone to do that, so I had to go home. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a funny story, because I went home, but my girlfriend stayed at the venue, because she wanted to see Candlemass, and yeah, I don't. That was probably
Abbott.
One more. Abbott, yeah. But I went home, made me some dinner stuff, and ate it, and fell asleep on the couch in boxer shorts. So when she came home, I woke up, and I don't remember if it was me or her that pressed play on "Evil Like a Knife" from Midnight. And when that song started, I just kicked up from the sofa and ran around in my boxers and just going fucking mental, still drunk. And so it was like from 0 to 200 miles an hour.
Like a knife.
Yes. So that was a funny experience. I'm recording a new album as we speak, and also making a cover of that song, so it will be
fun released
to hear how that turns out
on the new album.
Yeah, but I always record a cover when I record an album that I kind of put in a bank for a later.
Okay.
So I've done that for all the albums. So I don't know. I can't promise when it will be released, but I guess you we'll be able to hear it. But yeah,
that will be fun. Do you have any, Håkon, any concerts that you remember that you liked a lot?
I hate everything. I hate concerts. I don't like going to concerts.
The bassist uses a pick. I can't listen to this.
Yes. Nah, there's many. Like Ramstein is always really fun. They always create a lot of energy from them. He is climbing around elsewhere, and once I saw them, he had hang upside down from some light fixtures or whatever. And as the song ended, he said, I can't get back down.
it was hanging upside down by his feet and singing,
Yeah, half the song, and then the song ended, I can't get back down. Or in very broken...
I think I need some help. Yeah. I can't get down.
And in very broken Nynorsk as well. Jeg kommer ikke ned opp.
Jeg tror jeg trenger hjelp.
Very, very, very amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, that's well worth it.
I think I will have to now.
Yeah, it's... cool band. They do Rammstein covers only in Nynorsk. Yeah, what's that to our Colombian friends? It's
New Norwegian.
it's a new Norwegian. Norwegian style. That's more dialect.
Just older, less Danish.
Less Danish. It's not older, is it?
It's older than Bokmål.
Because that was before.
It was new Norsk when it came. It was new Norwegian when it came out, but it's not new anymore.
Yeah.
I believe it's older. It probably is.
We
should know this, but.
Yeah, it makes sense because I have like these old farts in my family, and it's like you can't talk Bokmål because that's Danish. That's not how we're supposed to talk. So it makes sense that it's Nynorsk is the old Norsk, Gammelnorsk. Eirik or Onland would probably know the answer.
He would have known.
He's sworn to the Nynorsk.
But you can't really speak Nynorsk. It's a written language.
you can't speak it without designer glasses and a leather forklet and a tidy mustache and having a barber shop at Nynorsk.
Sometime around 1850 for Nynorsk, as it's written. That's when Ivar Aasen did his work, so it's strictly speaking is way older than that. But
yeah, because he went around to small towns and collected how people were talking and writing at the time, because the Norwegian language had been destroyed by the Danish. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Try to find a date for Bokmål, but it's since there was Danish rule for a long time.
It's all in Danish.
Yeah.
Oh shit! It's for Danish.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. It seems to be a bit.
Doesn't
later.
Fucking matter.
Around the same time.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. I could do one. One gig that made an impression on me was it had to be in like 2009 or early 2010, I think, when Solstafir played at Hul in Bergen. They played It was at the time when they released their album called Cold, or yeah, how to pronounce it. But that was a fucking cool gig. I remember just, and that album also is very cool, very good. Haven't been able to get so heavily into their stuff afterwards, but that might be me too, but not me too. But,
that might be me. You didn't get into their stuff.
But yeah, that gig was cool. I remember just standing there, and it was kind of, they had a good lighting guy, and everything was kind of lining up with standing, the moods
atmosphere?
And atmosphere, yeah, atmosphere, and with the lights and with these great, great songs, kind of, and this venue is also just a hole in this old
bunker,
old bomb shelter, or something like that. It's just a hole in into the mountain.
Tunnel, almost.
Tunnel, yeah. And it's that was a great
tunnel. Or it is a cave, and it's called the cave, basically. So
yeah, yeah. Hulen is the cave, or a cave. And yeah, so that was a great gig. I remember that. I remember standing there watching them, and the guy that I was with was like, kind of tapped him on the shoulder and said, "This is fucking close to perfect, you know, in terms of performing it live and getting the moods out there and yeah, atmosphere, as you said." So that was one of many very good gigs I've been to, but
I don't think I've heard that album, so I will have to listen to it.
Yeah, I think that's something that that album you would like, and like, if I have screened you right about your how what kind of music you like.
I've heard Svartir Sandar.
Yeah, that was the one afterwards.
Yeah,
that was the one that the Kim Holm did the cover for. Isn't it? The one with like
the red.
It's a guy riding a horse and some blood stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I fell off then. I thought the album was okay, but it wasn't that good. That, as far as I remember. And it wasn't that the double album too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's heavy often. You know, it's just too much to digest.
Yeah.
And you give up before you kind of get to know it.
Then you are above 74 minutes, isn't that where it usually is on one record? That's a bit much for one.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's on vinyl and double album, then they only use the outer edge of the record to have the best sound quality.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just one bear. Just one. Just one bear.